Welcome to episode 224 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Acts 17, verse 11. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. The people of Berea are applauded for using cautious skepticism. They open-mindedly consider the teachings of Paul and his ministry team and make a sincere effort to see whether what they hear is true. They look to scripture, not blind faith, not hard cynicism, to look for the best response. This is what we are called to do. Check out our website for a recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes five passages from the book of Acts. Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Our charge as Christians is to share the good news of the gospel. We should start with Judea, with those closest to us, friends, family members, neighbors, and work colleagues. Then we branch out to Samaria, those who speak our language or with whom we can identify in other ways. But we ought not to stop there. We need to keep going to the ends of the earth. Acts 1, verse 11. Who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." It has been 40 days since Jesus' resurrection. He has walked and talked with his disciples. He has supped with them, encouraged them, and even commissioned them. Now that he has ascended back to heaven, they have work to do. Rather than stare wistfully into the skies, they should be about the assignment given to them. What might be distracting us from doing the work God has given us to do? Acts 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." To those wondering what they should do if convicted of their sinful condition and of the righteousness of Christ, Peter is concrete about what they should do. Acts 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is no other pathway and no other person through whom the lost may secure salvation. Acts 24, verse 16. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. How is your conscience today? Here are 9 more passages that did not make the list on our website. That gives you a total of 14 for the book. Acts 2, verse 21. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls. Does this seem too easy? Too good to be true? A thief in the final hours of his life, while hanging on a tree, called on the Lord. And what happened? He was saved. Acts 2, verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. This is what Christian communities are called to do. Study the word, fellowship together, and pray. But note that these church members who follow this approach also share what they learn from that study, witnessing of their faith. Acts 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The name of Jesus is more powerful, more valuable, more sustainable than silver or gold. Acts 5, verse 29. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Whatever the situation, if there is a choice between obeying God and pleasing man, we need to have the courage and conviction to obey God. Acts 11, verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. When the hand of the Lord is with God's people, when those in ministry are filled with the Holy Spirit, the unconverted tend to respond. Acts 13, verse 47. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. God calls Paul and Barnabas to witness to the Gentiles. God calls you and me. Are we responding to that call? Acts 17, verse 27. God intended that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Paul is speaking here to people who believe that the gods are far away and disinterested in human affairs. Faithful sacrifices, they believe, may keep these gods placated and even occasionally entice them to bestow blessings. But the gods do not go out of their way to seek relationships with humans. Are there people in your life today who may have similar views? How can you share the ways in which you have been able to connect to God? Acts 20, verse 32. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Though Paul gives his all for the Christians in Ephesus for about 3 years, in his farewell, he can only commend them to God and to the word of his grace. Paul knows there is trouble ahead for him and some trouble ahead for the Ephesian Christians, yet God and the word of his grace will see them through. Acts 20, verse 35. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Without a heart of sacrifice, there can be no real effective eternal ministry, and it should be a glad sacrifice knowing the blessedness of it all. There we have it, 14 passages from the book of Acts. But besides these verses that we've highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. The early church valued the corporate study of the Bible. Early Christians eagerly soaked up the word of God like a sponge. The early church took seriously Jesus' statement that people can't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the Lord's mouth. And when Jesus told his disciples to teach others all that I command you, they did it. This is why Christian leaders in the first centuries of the faith mandated a rigorous communal study of the Bible for everyone who became a believer. Every new convert to Christianity spent their first 3 years of the faith studying through the entire Bible so that it seeped down into their bones. To become Christian meant becoming reconfigured through the Word of God. And here's the thing. Prior to the printing press, most people couldn't read. The whole idea of doing private devotions was unthinkable until 500 years ago. And yet, despite being illiterate, early Christians became fluent in Scripture by listening to the communal reading and teaching of God's Word. The first Christians actually lived as if the same God who breathed stars into existence also breathed out his Word for us to cherish, memorize, and read 10,000 times over. They would have been mystified by our modern ability to own Bibles of all kinds and our ability to read and yet neglect the precious written Word. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we'll be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.